Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twins idled today. They continue to trip in Arizona with the Diamondbacks on Friday night. Devin Smeltzer will be on the mound. Madison Bumgarner for the Diamondbacks in game one of the series. Twins leave Seattle and win a couple of games in that series. So they've been there on the right side of three of the last four series, winning in Toronto, dropping a series to the Yankees, then beating the Rays and now the Mariners, and now onto a beatable team in the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Phil Miller covers the club for the Star Tribune. And Phil, I hope you're doing well.
I am, Steve. It's 112 degrees in Phoenix, and I'm indoors, so all's well.
Yeah, and that of any trip in the big leagues, going from cool and damp Seattle to hot, dry Phoenix in one flight, that has to be a bit of a shock to the system.
It was hard to pack for, I'll tell you that. I felt a little silly taking a jacket, and then I was glad when I got there. Seattle was in the mid 50s all the time, and I felt a little silly carrying my jacket off of the airplane last night.
Yeah, and why not? I heard Corey and Danny one of the nights at first pitch. You know, it was in the low 60s maybe, but certainly once the ball game got going, it got into the 50s quickly, and then in Arizona. But the ballpark has a roof, and it is air-conditioned and should be fine for the ball game. And I don't know if you've heard this, but I brought it up earlier, and I don't want to get too much into other cities and their ballpark issues, but that is another city where I have heard that the Arizona Diamondbacks long for a new facility somewhere in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. It's a downtown ballpark, and this is weirdly a city where it doesn't revolve around the downtown. The city is so spread out here, you know, and there's more action, there's more fans, I think, living in Tempe and in Mesa and in Scottsdale, and I think just like the Braves did, like the Rangers did when they first moved to Dallas, I think they would prefer to be out and not downtown. So the ballpark opened in 1998, I guess, when the team, or 97 or 98. So it's relatively new, but, you know, Atlanta's already got a new park, and there's a last one opened in 96. So, yeah, the shelf life of sports stadiums seems to be getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, for sure. Phil Miller joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline from the Valley of the Sun. Good news is only 109 on Friday, and then 100, but a chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. They're moving into their monsoon season. And then on Sunday, Juneteenth, 102, and then you get to fly home. And in Minnesota, it'll be 100 degrees on Monday, so that you have that film.
I'm just glad we have a hotline to talk about it. It's well-named.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of hot, Luis Arraez, what a performance. And it's certainly on everyone's radar because he can just flat-out hit, and it certainly is fun to see.
And, yeah, you're right about catching everyone's attention. Last week, Rod Carew said that he's the twin most like him that he's seen since he left the team. This week, Ichiro in Seattle said that Luis Arraez is his favorite hitter to watch play. So that's some pretty good company to get noticed by. And it really is interesting how they're using him, too. He's just an on-base machine. You know, his on-base percentage is been right around 400. I think it's well over it with this little hot streak he's gone now. So you think, well, put a guy like that in the middle of the lineup, in the top of the lineup, I mean. So the sluggers can hit him in. But Rocco Baldelli has done that sometimes. And when he's got Buxton and Correa both in the lineup, he puts Luis Arraez in the middle of it, figuring that he'll drive in some runs. It doesn't really seem to matter. Luis' ability to his ability to foul off pitchers that are close is something that the great hitters have, and he has really shown that this year. He told me last week too that he feels he's getting respect from umpires now, that they respect his strike zone more than they did his first couple of years in the league. If he doesn't swing, he feels like he's getting the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
Yeah, just tremendous. And you talk about him moving him around in the lineup. They're moving him around out in the field in the series finale against Seattle. He was at second base, so playing at first, playing really wherever. His versatility in the batting order, but his versatility in the field. You know, I don't think he's ever going to be considered a gold glover, but he's reliable.
I have to say, he adapted to first base better than I thought. He has done a pretty good job of scooping some throws out of the dirt, which a lot of first basemen, that takes them a while to learn. You know, we like to look long-term in baseball. It's really interesting. Will be interesting to see where he lands defensively, because you're right, he's not he's a good fielder in the infield, but he's not a great one. And the Twins seem to really value defense. Does he wind up at first base? And if so, then that kind of crowds out Alex Kirilloff. Is he a designated hitter? Well, Rocco doesn't like to have a everyday designated hitter, at least when it's not Nelson Cruz. His versatility has come in handy. It has certainly got him playing time while Miguel Sano is out right now. But it would be interesting to know what the Twins front office thinks about his future defensively and where he might land permanently. Can he keep shifting around every couple of months to a new position? You would think at some point that is going to affect their defense and his game, I would think.
One other real bright spot that deserves attention is Griffin Jacks continues to amaze. Got credit for the win in the series finale at Seattle, and he has been stellar.
Yeah, I think they saw something in him. They saw that he was good early in games when he was a starter last year, and he just doesn't have the stuff and the stamina to do that over long periods. like, you know, Yoan Duran, also when they're both in, another converted starter that if they tell him just go out there one inning at a time and throw as hard as you can, you know, Griffin Jacks has added 3-4 miles an hour to his fastball, and he seems awfully confident. I don't know that they foresaw that he would be this good, that he could be the bridge guy, but in the absence of Tyler Duffy's effectiveness, Griffin Jacks has really saved the middle innings for the Twins.
I think of that appearance recently where he picked up Devin Smeltzer, and Smeltzer, I think, pitched into the seventh and then got in a jam, and then Jacks comes in and strikes out the side. I'm like, that's a huge spot for him to come in and get it done. And he's just done that over and over again this year, so good for him. He's filling an important role.
And yesterday they got 5 innings out of Sonny Gray in his return, but they didn't score any. It was 0-0, and you think this is a pretty important situation. And they brought in Jacks, and he struck out 2 of the 3 batters, a weak grounder and 2 strikeouts, and bought him more time to finally they came through and got a run and eventually got 5. Same thing. You don't know where the critical game-changing what the inning is going to be. It's not always the ninth, and Jacks is a handy weapon to have for those middle innings.
Devin Smeltzer gets a start tomorrow night, as I mentioned, against Madison Bumgarner. And Smeltzer's been another guy, Phil, that is just, you almost can't say how important his performance to this point in the season has been. Now, sometimes it looks like a little bit of smoke and mirrors out there, but it's hard to argue with what he's been able to do, and Rocco Baldelli's been singing his praises.
Yeah, they have won 4 of the 6 games he started, and the 2 losses were one-run losses where the offense really kind of let them down. You know, they've lost Chris Paddock, Bailey Ober, Sonny Gray. Dylan Bundy has been ineffective. They've had so much turmoil in the starting rotation that they just landed on a left-hander who was good a couple years ago and kind of hung around and has really same thing, unsung hero that has saved them. I don't know what this last month would have looked like. You know, they would have had more St. Paul Saints starting pitchers, you know, facing the top 3 teams in the AL East. So, Smeltzer is probably here to stay. He gives them a left-handed arm, which they have needed, he is what I think the Twins had hoped Randy Dobnak would be until Dobnak was beset with these hand injuries. A guy that they don't necessarily paint into the starting rotation, but when they need him, he steps up and does the job.
And he'll get the start again tomorrow night in Game 1. We'll be on the air, 8 o'clock, 8:40, first pitch from Arizona. Sonny Gray is back. Joe Ryan is back. Hugely important, but that leads me into, we're into the summer months. The trade deadline looms at the end of July, and the Twins have to think to ultimately secure a division title and have a shot in the postseason. They got to be thinking, we got to add pitching, that we just don't have enough starting pitching right now, for sure.
Yep, that is going to be that's the one area of the team where they don't see help on the horizon. You know, I think they think Alex Kirilloff will be able to pump up the lineup a little bit. As soon as he arrives, I would guess in the next week or two. But they need another starting pitcher, and I think they probably feel like they need another arm for the bullpen. And whether or not they are willing to, you know, the price for pitching is high. Yep. Sonny Gray's at the top of the rotation, but they gave up last year's first round pick to get him. It will be interesting to see. You know, they're definitely going to be in the rental market. I think they'll get a future free agent for the last couple of months of the season, and we'll see if how seriously they're taken after that. I can say the team itself is so heartened by this last couple of weeks, playing pretty well against the Yankees, doing well in Toronto. I think there's quite a bit of optimism that that they do have the parts, and once they get them all healthy and together, they'll have something. If they can add to that in, yeah, you're right, we're only 5 weeks away from the deadline now, 6 weeks maybe, that could be critical in the postseason.
Yeah, and they have the ingredients. We talked about Arias, Byron Buxton, and what a huge role he plays. Now, in the final game in Seattle was over, but, you know, it's generally been on a tear. Carlos Correa, a reliable performer, one of the elite players in the game. There are the ingredients in that everyday lineup, and now they've got some other pieces. You know, Joe Ryan's still a kid, but very promising. Sonny Gray, if he can stay healthy and perform the way the Twins had expected, they have the ingredients of being able to finish the deal and win this division, and it'll get to the postseason. So a lot of excitement there. One other player I wanted to bring up before we let you go, and that would be ultimately at the back end of the bullpen, that we've seen kind of a mix and match. Do you think that someone's ultimately going to win that job, Pagan or Duran, or could they be in the market for a veteran type closer that they could plug into that spot?
Well, I saw the San Diego Padres moved into first place, so I guess Taylor Rogers, yeah, won't be on the market.
He won't be available.
Wouldn't he look good in a Twins uniform? I asked Rocco about this very thing yesterday about Pagan, about Duran, and you would think that he's not even aware of what inning they're in as the game goes along. He so does not want to get locked into a ninth inning role like that. He and it's clear from his managing, he considers some pitchers that he uses when they lead and some pitchers he uses when they're behind, and they're a lot more comfortable that way. He expressed, he gave a pretty clear voiced his support, let's say, of Emilio Pagan and how consistent they feel like he has been. They honestly feel he's been a little unlucky. So I think they are pretty comfortable with Pagan in that role. As the games get bigger, as a playoff position comes in sight, maybe they will consider Duran more. I don't think that a closer per se is necessarily what they're shopping for. I think they would like kind of the role that they had hoped Tyler Duffy would have filled by now, the role that Joe Smith did a good job in the first 2 months, but has faltered a little bit in the last 3 weeks. That middle inning thing where they go from Griffin Jacks to the last two or three innings. I don't think it has to be a high save guy, but another veteran arm for when they when they're protecting a lead. I think is probably right at the top of the shopping list, along with as we said, a starting pitcher down the stretch.
All right, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Steve, anytime.
All right, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com, and joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline from the Valley of the Sun. Twins take on the Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow night. Airtime, 8 o'clock, first pitch, 8:40 our time. Devin Smeltzer against Madison Bumgarner. A Bumgarner having a nice year, ERA-wise, he's kind of at 3.5, but his record not so great at 2-6. Devin Smeltzer, though, has been lights out, 3-0, 2.38. Just a huge surprise and a huge bright spot for the home nine. And then they go again a little bit later on Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee when they come home to the sweltering Twin Cities. And they'll be looking at hundreds in the Valley of the Sun, and then we could see 100 on the thermometer come Monday in these parts. It is 724. Sports to the Max continues in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.